gentlemen, let's head on down to Iron Stash for tonight's ceremony of first pitches, presented by Universe.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field, line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam, home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone!
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Leidos Field and Ripken Stadium on a sunny Saturday evening, and game number 5 of this 6-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones 25-35 on the year, taking on the 31-29 Aberdeen Ironbirds. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column after suffering their second straight walk-off defeat last night, a pinch-hit two-run single by Dylan Beavers with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, brought in the tying and winning runs. The third time in 3 wins for Aberdeen in the first 4 games of this series that have come in walk-off fashion. The second time this year, Brooklyn has been walked off 3 or more times in a series. You may remember that happening at the very beginning of May in Wilmington as well. It has gotten to the point with so many walk-offs, 9 of the 35 losses for Brooklyn have come in that fashion. That is around 25% of all the games that Brooklyn has dropped this year have come on the final pitch of the night. And to quote Chris Newell, the Brooklyn manager, it's getting to a point where it's almost comical that how often this has happened throughout the course of the season. But as Chris was telling me earlier today, the focus is on finishing off this first half as strong as humanly possible. And then on Friday at home against Hudson Valley, the records will reset as the second half of the season gets underway. And that was the half that Brooklyn clinched in the North Division last season that took them to the playoffs for the first time at the full season level. But Brooklyn has been in all these games. Each of their last 6 games have been decided by a single run. And 40% of all their games this year have been determined by a single run. So, as they say in baseball, the law of averages, everything finds a way to even itself out. at the end, and would not be surprised to see some of the breaks that Brooklyn has suffered in the first half of the season go in their direction in the second half of the campaign. Blade Tidwell scheduled to get the start tonight for Brooklyn, his first start since his birthday on June the 8th, turning at 22 years old. 2-3, a 489 ERA, but a 1.7 earned run average over his last five starts. For Aberdeen, it'll be the reigning South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Month, Alex Pham, 3-2, a 2.58 ERA. His last start last Saturday, Aberdeen took a combined no-hitter into the seventh inning. Pham did not allow a hit over his five innings of work. So a couple of gifted right-handers going off against one another. Tidwell against Pham, starting at 7:05 tonight. We'll take a break when we come back. But earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with outfielder Scott Oda to talk to him a little bit about his return from injury, how he coped with the last 2 years dealing with so many injuries, who were the people that he leaned on for support and helped get him through that tough time in not only his baseball career, but his life, and a little bit about some of the relationships he has with his current Cyclone teammates dating back to his first pro season in the Appalachian League in 2019. So you'll hear from Scott when we return. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. Brooklyn and Aberdeen coming your way on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the star outfielders for Brooklyn. That is Scott Oda. Scott, and back on the active roster since being activated off the IL earlier this week. How's it felt being back healthy on the active roster?
It's feel great to be back, you know. Great to be around the guys again. Great to be playing. Feel good and excited to be back. So,
picked up bases in each of the last two games here in Aberdeen with Brooklyn. Had a two-hit night on Saturday, rather on Friday night. What's it been like at the plate? What do you feel has been working best for you?
Best for me is just being able to calm my nerves. Really into breathing right now, trying to just stay calm and relax and just competing. Not thinking about my swing, just hitting.
Where have you learned those sort of breathing techniques and different ways to, you know, keep your nerves intact and keep yourself calm in big moments like that?
I actually learned a lot of that through college. We had a really good sports psychologist who helped us learn those techniques through my 4 years there, and I really learned to just be really good at that stuff. So,
now, obviously, there's been a lot of frustration for you over the course of the last few years. You were with Brooklyn at the start of 21, got hurt, missed the rest of the year, of course, limited with injury last year, and then, of course, your first game back, got hurt here in Brooklyn, and then came back off the IL earlier this week. How have you used those techniques in order to keep yourself mentally okay and mentally in the right place? Because obviously there's a ton of different frustration and things I'm sure you were dealing with as you were trying to find ways to come back.
Yeah, I mean, last year, just the last 2 years, just being in rehab, and it was really tough on me, but, you know, being around other guys and learning from them and how to just handle it, take it day by day. And you can only control so much and control what you can control. So that's really how I've been going about it, not letting things get to me and just not reacting to bad situations, instead just learning from them.
Who were some of the people that you reached out to or some of the people that you leaned on for support, both mentally and physically, during the time, the last couple of years when you were hurt?
A lot of it was definitely my parents and old college teammates who, I don't know, they just send me text messages, or we talk on the phone for sometimes hours just about life and how things could be worse. And, yeah, they just just helped me get through it, kept me strong. So,
what does that mean to you to have so many different people, not only your family, but friends, former teammates, I'm sure current teammates throughout the Mets organization reaching out, checking in on you, making sure you're okay, both physically and mentally? That's got to be a great boost of confidence and a great just boost, you know, mentally for you to know so many people.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's just reassurance, and knowing that I have all that love and support, it's really what keeps me going and keeps me positive and keeps me staying focused on the goal. So,
how much has it helped for you as well to know that the Mets have continued to support you, still continue to giving you those opportunities and be able to succeed now that you're back healthy, not only so far in Brooklyn, but when you were in St. Lucie earlier this year?
Yeah, it's meant a lot to me knowing that they still believe I could play, which gives me a lot of confidence, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities that I've been given so far.
What are some of the things you've been working on with guys like hitting coach Richie Benes and the other coaches here in Brooklyn to help continue to improve your craft and continue to make those next steps as you climb the ladder?
A lot of it's been mechanical, so just really learning to stay connected with my swing and just being competitive. I don't know. I like to keep things simple, so the main goal is to keep things simple and not react to getting angry, instead learning.
Now, a couple years ago, you were playing in Kingsport, Tennessee, in the Mets organization, the last iteration of the Appy League, when it was still an affiliated minor league. You had a chance to play with some of your current teammates here and actually competed against one of them, Mateo Gil, who was playing for Johnson City. What's it like being able to still compete with some of the same guys you broke into pro ball with and now playing with some of the guys you competed against?
It's been awesome. You know, our relationships are really strong, I think, because of it. We always talk about the times we played each other or played with each other. Being around them for 4 years is really, they're guys that, you know, you can lean on for support and trust, and yeah.
Now, obviously, we talked about a lot the injury stuff that has impacted your career, but also you've had some different curveballs thrown your way with the pandemic coming in 2020, right after your first professional season in 2019. How did you find ways to stay in shape, stay involved in the game of baseball when the entire minor league season was canceled during that year, and keeping yourself ready for when baseball came around again?
Yeah, for me, I was really fortunate to have a batting cage in my backyard and a pitching machine, so I got a lot of work in hitting-wise. And also, my dad used to be a bodybuilder, so my garage is filled with weights and stuff, so I was able to work out and pretty much have a regular off-season, so it was good.
That's fantastic, and obviously you mentioned your father, Father's Day coming up on Sunday. What was it like having that relationship with your father? Obviously, your dad, you mentioned, was a bodybuilder. What was your relationship like with your dad when it came to baseball, and your mom as well, with Mother's Day last week?
Oh, it's been great. They're so supportive, and they're amazing. They're the best parents ever, and I couldn't ask for anything more. They're always there for me, and they always sacrifice so much for me, so I'm really thankful for them.
Not only do you have your family behind you, you mentioned your college teammates and your college program in Illinois, Chicago had a really big impact on you, not only during your injury rehab, but obviously, of course, getting to pro ball in your collegiate career. What was your experience like at Illinois Chicago, and how did that help prepare you for everything you've experienced in professional baseball?
The coaches there were really, really good at developing us. We had a really great culture there. Like, we went to two regionals, which was awesome, so I learned how to play at a high level. Overall, it was just a great experience and really got me ready for the next level.
One final question for you, Scott, because I know you got to get in the cage and do some hitting before tonight's ball game, but now getting a chance to spend some time in Brooklyn, around the Cyclones, around New York City, has there been anything you've particularly enjoyed doing on some of the off days, or what has been the acclimation into New York City life now that you're back in Brooklyn?
Well, I learned how to take the train. Food's been great, eating a lot of pizza, and also the shopping's been awesome, so that's what I've been doing so far.
Has there been a go-to pizza or shopping spot for you so far on Coney Island?
Pizza-wise, we go to L&B's, get the Sicilian.
That's a go-to spot.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That is absolutely fantastic. Scott Otto, so we're so glad to have him back here in Brooklyn, back on the active roster doing what he does best. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck to the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back to Lido's Field, Ripken Stadium. Sort of a hazy sky with the sun shining on this Saturday night in Maryland. Alex Pham warming up on the mound. So let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper, Chris Newell. Leading off and playing at center field tonight is Alex Ramirez. DeAndre Smith bats in the two slot. He is the designated hitter. William Lugo's had himself a strong series. He'll bat third and play third base. Omar De Los Santos in the cleanup spot over in left field. Jalen Palmer bats fifth. He is in right tonight. Chase Eastep, second baseman, bats in the sixth slot. Drake Osborne behind the plate hits seventh. Eduardo Salazar, first baseman in the eighth spot, with Cesar Berbessi batting ninth and playing short. For Aberdeen, their starting nine put together by their manager, Roberto Mercado. Judd Fabian leads off in center field. Jackson Holliday starts at second base tonight. In the two spot, Dylan Beavers, last night's walk-off hero, hits third in right field. Jacob Teeter cleans up at first base. Silas Ardoin is the catcher in the five slot tonight. Frederick Bencosme will bat sixth and play shortstop. Maxwell Costas is the DH in the seventh slot. Toby Welk hits eighth and left, and Isaac De Leon rounds out the order, batting ninth and playing third base. Alex Pham on the mound for Aberdeen tonight. Alex Ramirez stepping into the box for the game's first pitch. Righty on the hill ready, rider at the plate ready. The first pitch of the night, a fastball cut on and missed at 90 miles an hour, and we're underway at 7:06 Eastern Time. Ramirez had a base hit last night, 1-for-4 with a stolen bag. The 0-1, and Pham fires a strike on the outside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Ramirez hitting .241, 5 home runs, a team best 30 RBIs. The 0-2. And Ramirez takes it at the knees. Strike three called. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. And Ramirez dispatched for the first out of the ball game. Now it is DeAndre Smith. Smith, the second baseman, has picked up a base hit in all 3 games played in this series. He is 7-for-12, 10-for-25 in his first 7 games with Brooklyn. That's a .400 average, 3 runs batted in. And he swings and misses at the first pitch offering from Pham. It is 0-1. Defensively behind Pham tonight. Righty from the stretch, the 0-1. And Smith, a swing and a miss. Off-speed away at 83. It's 0-2. Left to right in the outfield, Toby Welk, Judd Fabian, and Dylan Beavers. Third to first around the horn, Isaac De Leon, Frederick Bencosme, Jackson Holliday, and Jacob Teeter, with Silas Ardoin doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2, and a swing and a miss struck him out. 6 pitches, 6 strikes, 2 punch-outs to start the night for Pham. 2 out in the top of the first. Now it's William Lugo. Lugo had 2 hits last night, getting the start at third base, hitting at .200 on the year, 29 for .145. 4 home runs, 12 runs batted in.
First toss, and Pham misses low. It's one ball and no strike. Some groans from the crowd, hoping Pham might complete an immaculate inning. The righty's 1-0, and Lugo fouls it straight back towards us. This won't have enough distance to make it to my booth, but it'll land about two or three rows back into the seats. It's one ball and one strike. Pham, the right-hander, making the start tonight. His 12th appearance, 10th start, 3-2, a 2.58 ERA. 28 hits allowed in 45 and a third innings. 23 walks, 67 strikeouts as Pham misses down and away for ball two. Last start against Asheville picked up the win last Saturday. 5 shutout and no-hit innings. Walk two, struck out a season-high tying 11 as Lugo swings through a breaking ball for strike two. Pham has been outstanding, the reigning South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Month. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Got him on the off-speed down, and Alex Pham strikes out the side in order on 11 pitches in the bottom, or rather top half, of the first inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of the half, it is Brooklyn nothing, and Aberdeen coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Blake Tidwell on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. Right-hander has been outstanding so far this season, especially over his last 5 starts. Judd Fabian will lead off against him tonight for the Ironbirds. Fabian watched his Florida Gators come back last night to win their opening game in the College World Series against Virginia. It'll be fun to see the back and forth between Blade Tidwell and Paul Gervais tonight as Tennessee and LSU square off in a little bit. As the former Tennessee Volunteer issues a strike at the bottom of the zone to begin his evening. Fabian 0-for-4 yesterday, and he swings through a fastball at 95, count 0-2. Fabian hitting at 288, 9 home runs, 43 RBIs. Tidwell raises his glove, now the 0-2, and a fastball high at 96. It's one ball and two strikes. Tidwell getting the start for Brooklyn this evening, 6'4", 207 pounds. Turned 22 years old a couple of days ago from Loretto, Tennessee. 1-2, fastball punched by him. Strike three swinging. So Tidwell strikes out his former SEC foe to start the night. 96-mile-an-hour heater. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jackson Holliday will step in. Pinch hit last night in the ninth inning. Reached on a fielder's choice. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Holliday hitting at 315 in Aberdeen. The 0-1. Heater misses up at 97. It's 1-1. 5 home runs, 25 RBIs for Holliday in 42 games. A league best 457 OBP. On the slider outside from Holliday. It's 2-1. Numbers for Tidwell so far this year, making his 11th start. 2-3, a 489 ERA, the 2-1, just off the outside edge. Trying to throw a backdoor slider. It's 3-1. Just 28 hits allowed in 38 2/3 innings for Tidwell. His 3-1 is a fastball low for ball four. So the South Atlantic League leader in on-base percentage reaches once again. Tidwell asking the home plate umpire Trey Jester where that missed. Looked like it might have clipped the bottom of the zone. So Holiday is the game's first base runner. Brings up the right fielder Dylan Beavers. Had the game-winning walk-off two-run single. Pinch hitting in the ninth inning last night. And he takes high for ball one. Beavers hitting at 235 on the year. 5 home runs, 28 runs batted in. But is 6-for-13 in this series with 8 RBIs. Throwback to first, and Holiday dives in. But Tidwell, mentioned the 28 hits allowed and 38 2/3, has walked 33, but has struck out 60. 203 opponent average. The 1-0, fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Tidwell, no decision. His last start against Greenville last Sunday. Gave up 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings. Walked 4, but tied a career high with 10 strikeouts. Throwback to first, and again, Holiday able to get a hand in there ahead of the tag from Salazar. Defensively behind Tidwell tonight, left to right of the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Jalen Palmer. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Cesar Berbessi, Chase Estep, and Eduardo Salazar, although Brooklyn made a change to their lineup, and we did not know as a balk called on at Tidwell. As a throw over to first was the third pickoff attempt in the at-bat. And that is one where you have to get him. So Holiday granted second base. But Mateo Gil is at third. William Lugo is over at shortstop tonight. No one relayed the message. Fastball high. It's 3-0 now on Beavers. The 3-0 is a fastball at the letters, and the count 3-1. So Berbessi not in the lineup. Not sure what happened there or why the relay of the lineup change was not made. The 3-1 high for ball four, and Beavers works a one-out walk. So here is Silas Ardois with 2 on and 1 out. In the bottom of the opening inning, Ardois 0-for-4 on Wednesday. Struck out in all 4 at-bats. Righty fires, and the first pitch to Ardois fouled out of play. It's 0-1. The 0-1, and Ardois takes up and away. It's 1-1. Ardois on the year hitting at 202, a home run and 21 RBIs. The righty's 1-1, and Ardois soft ground ball to third. Gil bobbles, throws low to first, but Salazar picks it up on the forehand for the second out. Holiday advances to third. Beavers take second. Good job by Gill to adjust and get the out at first base, at least record one. Second and third and two out for the first baseman, Jacob Teeter. Teeter hit a long home run in the second inning last night, was 1-for-3 with a walk. Hitting at 250 in Aberdeen. Two home runs, 12 RBIs as Tidwell's backdoor slider in for a called strike one. Third baseman Gill off the line. Holiday a massive lead off at third. The 0-1, and Teeter hits it in the air to center. Back and to his left goes Ramirez, but he has it squared away, and he'll make the catch over his shoulder in front of the warning track to retire the side. For Aberdeen in the first, no runs, no hits, two men left on walks. At the end of one, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top half of the second inning, De Los Santos, Palmer, and Estep, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. And the right-hander Pham's first toss is a strike on the inside corner. De Los Santos doesn't agree. And the count 0-1. Omar has reached in all of four games in this series, has a base hit in all four. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And the count, no balls and two strikes. De Los Santos average up to 220, four home runs, 21 RBIs, and he takes low. It's one ball and two strikes. Aberdeen tonight wearing the powder blues. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest, white numerals front and back with an orange border. Powder blue pants all the way down to the ankles as Omar takes high. It's 2-2. Orange piping along the side of those powder blue pants. The 2-2, and De Los Santos fouls it straight back, and it's even at two balls and two strikes. White and black Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. Two-tone cap, powder blue front panel, navy back panel, or rather royal blue back panel, and Bill, is this a flare in a shallow right coming in at two? His left is Beavers, and he'll make the running grab for the first out of the second inning. So one up and one down for Pham in the second. Here is Jalen Palmer. Palmer came on as a pinch runner last night for Salazar in the eighth. Struck out in his only at-bat in the ninth. Was 0 for 4 on Thursday. And the breaking pitch from Pham is low for ball one. But on the front of that powder blue front panel, the outline of the state of Maryland with the Maryland state flag emblazoned inside the state of Maryland outline as Palmer watches that dart low, 2-0. Jalen hitting a buck 74, three home runs, 17 RBIs, the 2-0, and Palmer hammers it foul down the left field line. And it's two balls and one strike. The 2-1. Palmer takes off the plate away. It's now three balls and one strike. Palmer 1-for-10 in the series. In the midst of an offensive funk, just 6 for his last 66 in his previous 21 games. The 3-1 low ball 4, and Palmer works a walk. In those 21 games, Palmer has walked 13 times. And another free pass to his ledger, his 31st free pass of the season. And Brooklyn has their first base runner tonight, one on and one out for the second baseman, Chase Eastep. Eastep 1-for-3 last night, drove in the go-ahead run in the ninth on a sack fly. And he swings through the off-speed down. It's 0-1. Chase hitting at 221, two homers, 21 RBIs. Has a five-game hitting streak coming into play today. The 0-1, and Eastep, another swing and a miss, 85 miles an hour down. And the count runs to 0-2. Pham, former 19th round pick of the Orioles out of the University of San Francisco. Runner goes, pitches low and away, throw down by Ardois, in time to get Palmer. A strong throw down by Ardois, and Palmer caught stealing. 2-6 for the second out of the second inning. It's 1-2 on Eastep. And another out on the bases for Brooklyn in this series. The 1-2, and Eastep flat-footed, swings and misses, strike three. So Alex Pham, his fourth strikeout, faces the minimum after a one-out walk in the second. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of one and a half, still no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Frederick Benkosme, Maxwell Costas, Toby Welk. 3-2 up in the second for Aberdeen. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Brooklyn and the Ironbirds are scoreless. And the first pitch of the second from Tidwell. Cut on and missed. Fastball down at 96. It is 0-1. Benkosme, 1-for-4 last night, has picked up a 9-game hitting streak during this homestand, hitting at 209 on the year. Swing through a high heater. It is 0-2. No homers, 19 RBIs for the 20-year-old from the Dominican. A windup, the 0-2. And Tidwell misses high. It's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn tonight wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN in navy Old English lettering arched across the chest as Benkosme takes high for ball two. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Blades 2-2. And Benkosme fights it off the hands. Onto the roof. It remains at two balls and two strikes. Gray pants down to the ankles for Tidwell. Navy piping along the side.
Navy and powder blue Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound as Ben Cosme in the air to center. Back into his left. Ramirez on the run, makes the running grab. Oh, what a tremendous catch in the right center field alleyway for Alex Ramirez. One out in the bottom of the second inning. Ramirez showing why he is one of, if not the best defensive outfielder in the Mets organization on that running grab. Had to have an elite jump on that baseball in order to reel it in. And had to also use every inch of his long wingspan in order to make the grab as well. So one out in the inning for Maxwell. Costas pops the first pitch in the air out of play. It is 0-1. Brooklyn tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Costas reached base four times last night, had a base hit and three walks. The 0-1, high and tight. And Costas thought about it, but lays off 1-1. Maxwell hitting .217 in 23 games with Aberdeen. Three home runs, 12 RBIs. The 1-1 is popped in the air. First base way, a souvenir. And Tidwell ahead 1-2. Costas, four-game hitting streak after last night during this homestand. 4-4 his last 11. 1-2 offering. Hit in the air to center. Waiting on it now. Backpedaling Ramirez. Angling to his left. Makes the catch over his shoulder for the second out of the second inning. So a pair of F8s begin the bottom of the second. And now the left fielder, Toby Welk. Welk 0-for-3 was pinch hit for by Jackson Holliday in the ninth inning. Righty, righty. And Tidwell misses off the plate. Outside ball one. Welk 3-for-18 in Aberdeen. Over five games with an RBI as this popped straight in the air over our heads out of play. It's even at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the second. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless. The 1-1, and Welk early on the changeup. It is 1-2. That's becoming more and more of a useful pitch for Tidwell. Throughout this 2023 season, used it really well in the Greenville series last weekend. The 1-2, fouled off to our right. It is still at a ball and two strikes. Welk, his 10th rehab game, played the first four in Delmarva. This is sixth with Aberdeen, hitting at .219, 7-for-32. Tidwell's 1-2, and another pop fly off the handle. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Tidwell mentioned the 10 strikeouts last Sunday against Greenville. His first 10 strikeout performance came against Aberdeen back at Maimonides Park. That on May the 4th, the 1-2, slider away. It's even two balls and two strikes. Took the loss in that ball game, only gave up three runs on two hits. And a career-high 5 1/3 innings. 2-2 delivery. This a ground ball back up the middle off the mound. Fielded by Estep behind second. Low throw scooped on the bounce by Salazar. And Blade has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Nice defensive play by Chase Estep to close out the inning after a great running grab by Alex Ramirez to start the frame. We move to the third, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, 7-8-9 due up for Brooklyn in the frame. Osborne, Salazar, and Gill. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, no score on this Saturday night. Our series wraps up tomorrow, 2:05 scheduled first pitch. Drake Osborne to lead off, and the first toss from Pham hit on the ground. Diving play by De Leon behind third, gets up, low throw to first. Picked up by Teeter for the first out of the third inning. A well-stung ball by Osborne over the third base bag down the line, but Isaac De Leon, a great diving stop to his right, gets up and makes a throw on to first to retire Osborne. One pitch and one out in the third inning for the right-hander Pham. Brings up Eduardo Salazar, 1-for-3 yesterday. Was pinch run for by Palmer in the eighth. And the first toss misses down and away for ball one. Salazar in Brooklyn, 7 for his first 43. No homers in an RBI. The 1-0. Breaking pitch fumbles in for a strike. And it's even at 1-1. The kick, the 1-1. Salazar bouncing ball to second. Picked up on the high bounce by Holiday, and he plays it on to Teeter for the second out. So a couple of ground ball outs by Pham to start the third. He has two outs on four pitches. Brings up the nine-hitter, late add to the lineup, Mateo Gill. Not exactly sure why Cesar Berbessi was scratched. But Gill 0-for-4 on Thursday night. Did not play yesterday, takes a strike. It is 0-1. Mateo hitting at 205 in 33 games with Brooklyn. A team high 6 home runs and 19 runs batted in. The 0-1 and Gill off the end of the bat, bouncing off the plate. It is 0-2. Mateo, though, an 878 OPS in his last 22 games, dating back to May the 18th. And a 3-run home run in the opening game of this series on Tuesday night. Pham's 0-2, and Gill swings and misses strike three. Got him on the off speed, down and away at 85. And Pham has his second 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. Needed just 7 pitches to do it. We are through 2.5. Still a scoreless contest on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Isaac De Leon made the great diving play to start the top of the third. He'll lead off the bottom of the third for Aberdeen. 9-1 and 2-2 up. De Leon, Fabian, and Holiday. A little delay. There was a random loose baseball out in front of Brooklyn's third base dugout. Maria Mueller, the assistant athletic trainer, retrieves it. And now De Leon can dig in. And Tidwell's first pitch of the third is high for ball one. De Leon, 0 for 4 last night, hitting at a .168 on the season. Tidwell's 1-0 outside and low. It's two balls and no strikes. Three homers, 14 RBIs for De Leon, playing in his 50th game of the year. Just 7 for his last 62. In his previous 19 games, the 2-0, and De Leon, a high fly ball out in a shallow right. Out is E-Step, in is Palmer, and with two hands, the Canarsie native grabs it. One away in the bottom of the third inning. Back to the top of the order, and Judd Fabian struck out his first time up. He is 0 for 1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League in the bottom half of this third inning. Let you know what's going on across the circuit tonight. Tidwell's first pitch, slider cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Top of the third in Wappingers Falls. Renegades and the Rome Braves are scoreless. The 0-1. Fabian, a hard ground ball off the diving glove of Gill and down the left field line. Off the sidewall, rolling to straightaway left. Fabian on his way to second. He'll be in there sliding head first without a throw. First hit of the night belongs to Judd Fabian. And the Ironbirds, a man in scoring position and one out. 13th double of the year for the former Florida Gator. Off the bat at 101.5 miles an hour. So a man at second, one down. Brings up Jackson Holiday, walked and was stranded at third in the first. Brooklyn has kept Holiday in check to an extent in this series, just 3 for 13, but has walked four times. First pitch from Blade, high for ball one. Rome and Hudson Valley scoreless. Matt Sauer making the start for the Renegades. Tyler Owens for the Braves, the 1-0. And Holiday takes on the inside. Black gets even at 1-1. Top of the fifth in Delaware. Wilmington a 1-0 lead on Jersey Shore. Jared McKenzie an RBI single. 1-1 offering. Misses up for ball two. Jake Bennett made a rehab start for Wilmington. They have since gone to their bullpen. Jordan Fowler still chucking for the Blue Claws. Runner breaks for third. Tidwell never throws. The throw to third base, and Fabian is out. Fabian took a massive lead off second base. Lugo was holding him on. Even Chase Estep was feigning holding him on from the second base position. And Tidwell, even before he went into his motion, stepped off the mound as Fabian broke for third. Picked off, caught stealing, 1-5. Two out now in the inning as Holiday fouls it out of play. It's 2-2. We've seen Brooklyn been caught stealing quite a bit. More than once now in this series, we've seen Aberdeen picked off and caught stealing. 2-2 offering. Fastball on the inside corner. Strike three called. Inning over. 96 on the inside. Black. And Holiday down looking to retire the side. No runs, one hit, nobody left on the caught stealing at the end of three, still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Top of the fourth inning, top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn, still looking for their first hit. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Alex Ramirez to lead off. And the first pitch from Pham hits the zone bottom outside quadrant. It is 0-1, time called by Ramirez. Steps way out of the batter's box to gather himself. Ramirez struck out looking to lead off the ball game. He is 0-1 tonight. Right-hander's 0-1. And a breaking pitch, 12-6 movement. Drops in for a called strike two. Pham, 35 pitches, 25 strikes tonight. Continued his hitless pitching dating back to last weekend, 0-2. Ramirez grabs a piece out of play. It stays at no balls and two strikes. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League, bottom of the third in North Carolina, Winston-Salem and Asheville are scoreless. Connor McCullough for the dash, Joey Mancini for the tourists. 0-2. Ramirez takes down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Top of the third in Hickory. Bowling Green, a 3-0 lead on the Crawdads. Solo home run for Blake Robertson of Bowling Green. 1-2. High heater. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. Austin Vernon starting for the Hot Rods. Emiliano Teodo, the starter for the Crawdads tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off speed at 76, bottom of the zone. And Ramirez is Pham's sixth strikeout victim tonight. One down in the top of the fourth. Sends up DeAndre Smith. Struck out on three pitches back in the opening frame. A kick and delivery. And Smith takes outside. 4-1. Only other game on the docket tonight in Greenville. Drive a 5-0 lead on Greensboro. Wickelman Gonzalez making the start for the drive. This on the ground is short. Gobbled up by Ben Cosme. And he'll throw out Smith for the second out of the inning. Two down in the frame. Brings up the shortstop William Lugo. Struck out his last time up. 0-1 today. Greensboro already into their bullpen tonight after the drive scored four in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Alex, or rather William, and there's a strike. It is 0-1. Looking at the league standings as we head down to the final couple of days of the first half. 0-1 pitch, and Lugo a tip into the glove of Ardoin. It's 0-2. Hudson Valley two games up on Greensboro, 4.5 up on Aberdeen and Jersey Shore tied for third. Brooklyn eliminated from playoff contention in the first half in the north. In the south, a nail-biter. Winston-Salem a half-game lead on Greenville as a pitch clock violation charged to Alex Pham. And it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2, and Lugo strikes out on the breaking ball, strike three. Lugo frustrated that he offered at the 1-2 delivery. Pham is seventh strikeout through four hitless and shutout frames. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 3.5, still no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Dylan Beavers, Silas Ardoin, Jacob Teeter. 3-2 up in the bottom of the fourth inning. Scoreless game, only been one combined hit tonight. And the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth misses down and in to Beavers. It is 1-0. Beavers walked his first time up, stranded at second in the first. Tidwell works from the first base side of the mound. His 1-0 pitch is off the outside corner with a slider. It is 2-0. Tidwell has been fantastic as of late, dating back to essentially a month ago, May 17th in Hudson Valley. 2-0. Beavers pulls it on the ground at first. Picked up on the forehand by Salazar. And he'll take it to the bag himself. Beavers retired for the opening out of the fourth inning. Now Silas Ardoin. Ground out to third in the opening frame. But Tidwell, look at his last five starts. 2-0. A 1.77 ERA. Only 10 hits allowed. And his previous 20 in the third innings coming into tonight. Ardoin ground out to third in his first trip. Swings through a high fastball at 95. It is 0-1. Righty's 0-1. And Tidwell misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. Now Tidwell, 33 strikeouts in those 20 and a third innings. That's almost 14.5 strikeouts per nine. As Ardoin foul tip into the glove of Osborne, 1-2. A 36.7% strikeout rate during this five-game run. An opponent sitting just 143 against him. Tidwell finding his footing midway through his first full professional season. 1-2 pitch. Fastball at the knees, strike three called. 97 on the black. My goodness, Blade Tidwell, an absolute BB. And Ardoin down looking for the second out. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Sends up Jacob Teeter, flied out to center his first time. And he takes a called strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball at 0-1. We've seen Tidwell use the fastball a lot more often tonight. The 0-1 up and away with an off-speed pitch. Change up that slipped. It's 1-1. And Tidwell, a sturdy learner, the 1-1. Low, it is 2-1. And working on that changeup throughout the course of the season. The kick, the 2-1. And Teeter takes high. It's three balls and one strike.
Bases empty, two out, bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn and Aberdeen are scoreless. Tidwell's 3-1, and it's at the letters for strike two. Teeter thought he had ball four, flipped the bat towards the first base dugout, thinking he had a walk, but instead has to return to the plate for a full count pitch. It certainly looked like Tidwell caught the top of the zone, especially when you consider Teeter's 6'6" frame. Now the 3-2, hit in the air to left. Coming on is De Los Santos. An extra step in, makes the catch, and Tidwell has his second 1-2-3 inning of the day. Aberdeen retired in order on 13 pitches, four innings complete on this Saturday night. A scoreless battle between Tidwell and Pham. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless. Brooklyn only one base runner tonight on a one-out walk to Jalen Palmer in the second inning. Alex Pham did not allow a hit in his last start either. Likely his final inning as he comes out for the top of the fifth. And he misses low for ball one. You say final inning, he's only just thrown his 46th pitch. A 1-0, and De Los Santos chases in the dirt. It's 1-1. But no Aberdeen starter has worked into the sixth inning this season. And so even though Pham, hovering right around 50 pitches, will likely have his day conclude after this top half of the inning, as De Los Santos can't hit the breaking ball, it's 1-2. Omar flied out to right his first time. Pham, cross step towards third, the 1-2, bounces it before the plate. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Fastball, curveball, slider. Everyone thought he would be a relief pitcher coming out of college. The 2-2, and De Los Santos fouls it off the leg of the catcher, Ardoin. Four rolls all the way to first base. And Ardoin given some time to recuperate. As the home plate umpire, Trey Jester walks the ball back to the mound. Jester behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Jesse Bush on the bases tonight. And Pham, in his second season in Aberdeen, had not made a start in his pro career prior to this season. And he has really settled in nicely. The 2-2, up and away, it's a full count. Fans wanted Jester to ring him up. It certainly feels like Pham on the precipice of a promotion to Double-A Bowie. Payoff pitch, and De Los Santos grabs it off the plate. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat. But Pham, 5'11", 165 pounds, will turn 24 in October. From Union City, California. Another 3-2 and a breaking ball foul behind the plate. It remains a 3-2 count. Pham picked up the win against Brooklyn on May the 6th. Gave up just one hit over five innings. Walked three, struck out six. Nine innings so far this season against Brooklyn has allowed just one hit. De Los Santos, a ground ball wide of the third base dugout. Still a 3-2 count. Next pitch will be number 10 in this plate appearance. Pham comes set at the waist. 3-2. On the outside corner, De Los Santos knew it. Strike three called. Eight strikeouts tonight for Alex Pham. And the leadoff man retired in the fifth inning. Brings up Jalen Palmer. He's the only Cyclone to reach base tonight. Walked with one out in the second and then was caught stealing second base. Pham's first pitch, and Palmer takes a strike at the letters. It's 0-1. Time to take a look at our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos to chime in. The 0-1. Inside and low, it's 1-1. But our question of the night is, which World Series MVPs were not on the teams they represented at the beginning of the season? Palmer on the ground at third, gobbled up by De Leon, and he'll make the play to Teeter. Two down in the frame. So make that nine straight retired by Pham. Sends up the six hitter in the order, Chase Estep. Struck out swinging his first time up. He is 0-1. But tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. You think you know the answer. Which World Series MVPs were not on the teams they represented when the season began? This is a two-hopper on the ground at first. Teeter to his right. Underhand flip to Pham over to cover the bag in time to end the inning. Pham was hopping up and down after he touched the first base bag. I don't know if Estep clipped him on the way by, but Pham appears to be okay as he's retired now 10 straight to likely close out his evening. Back-to-back starts for Pham, without allowing a base hit over five frames. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn. Halfway home on this Saturday night. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, first pitch of the frame from Tidwell to Ben Cosme inside. Ben Cosme flied out his first time. No score, bottom of the fifth inning. Righty fires, and the pitch inside, it's actually now three balls and no strikes on the Aberdeen shortstop. Ben Cosme, Costas, and Welk, three due up in the inning. The 3-0, and a fastball hits the outside edge at 92. It is 3-1. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. Which World Series MVPs were not on the teams they represented at the beginning of the season. We already have one correct answer, at least for one of the two answers. As Ben Cosme can't hit the high fastball at 93, it is full. The payoff pitch fouled back and remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Aberdeen, not all that much better. No runs, one hit, no errors, they have left two. The payoff. And Ben Cosme again onto the roof, straight behind home. Still 3-2 on the Ironbird shortstop. A tweet with the hashtag ConeyCombos if you think you know the answer. Tidwell's payoff. And again, Ben Cosme fouls it straight back. 3 straight foul balls with 2 strikes. Ben Cosme, a sharp ground ball sliding, stopped by Estep to his right, but lost the handle on the transfer. And Ben Cosme is safe at first base with an infield base hit. Ben Cosme hit it hard. It was a great sliding pick by Estep to his right on the backhand. But as he popped up to get ready to throw, lost the ball on the transfer. We've seen that happen a lot to Brooklyn defensively in the infield in this series. Aberdeen has a lot of speed. So one on, nobody out. For Maxwell, Costa's flied out to center. Gets one off the hands towards the first base side. It's 0-1. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Starting at the major league level. Tidwell's 0-1, and Costas a towering fly ball, well foul. Heads up at the Little League Cal Ripken Fields beyond the Brooklyn visiting clubhouse. It is 0-2. But the Mets dropped one this afternoon to St. Louis, 5-3. Brandon Nimmo, Luis Guillorme each went deep for New York. Seventh and first home runs of the year, respectively. Mets now 4 games under .500 at 33-37. Throwback to first, and Ben Cosme dives back. Paul Goldschmidt, Jordan Walker each went deep for St. Louis. Triple A Syracuse playing on the road against Buffalo. Blue Jays Farm Club, they trail 7-2 in the top of the sixth. The 0-2, high above the letters. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ronnie Mauricio, third straight start in left field. He's 2-for-3 tonight. He's joined alongside Tomas Nito, Carlos Cortez, Luke Ritter. As former Cyclones in the lineup, Mike Vassell making his AAA debut. And it was a bumpy one. 1-2, high for ball two. Vassell overtaking Tidwell for the top pitching prospect in the Mets organization, at least according to Baseball America. Vassell at number 4, Tidwell at number 7. But Vassell gave up 6 runs on 7 hits in 3 innings. The 2-2, slider down and away, full count. Double-A Binghamton. At home against Portland tonight, Red Sox affiliate. They trail 9-1 in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2, Costas hammers it down the left field line, but foul just into the seats along the third base line. It is still a full count on Costas. Tidwell's next pitch will be his 75th. Brandon McIlwain, an RBI double. Junior Santos made the start tonight. Another 3-2. And Costas takes a called strike 3. Tried to sell ball 4 by running down to first base. But punched out by the home plate umpire Trey Jester. And there is one out in the bottom of the fifth. That paint in the corner punch out. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Drake Osborne out to the mound to talk with Tidwell before Toby Welk comes up to the plate. Grounded out to second on a nice play by Estep. His first time up. Single A, St. Lucie had their game suspended today against Palm Beach. Suspended in the top of the second inning before it began a scoreless game. Sean Reed Foley coming back from Tommy John surgery made the rehab start. Probably was only expected to go one inning anyway. Regardless, that's how many innings he pitched. Righty fires, Welker line drive off the leaping glove of Gill into left field for a base hit. Ben Cosme round second stops there. And Toby Welk with a base hit. And Aberdeen with two on and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Gill trying to time that jump perfectly. May have left his feet a half or a second too early, as it just went off the edge of his webbing. So two on and one out for the third baseman, Isaac De Leon. De Leon flied out to right his first time up. He is 0 for 1 this evening. Ironbirds threatening. Two men aboard for the first time, or rather second time tonight. Is this a ground ball to third? Could be two. Gill steps on the third base bag. Throw to first in time, inning over. So Mateo Gill just barely missed making a great leaping grab for the second out of the inning as Toby Welk picked up a single off his glove. But on the very next pitch, Isaac De Leon sends one right to him, his momentum carrying him to the third base bag. A 5-3 double play ends the inning. No runs, two hits, one left. At the end of five, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Well, we wrote off Alex Pham too soon. For the first time this year, Aberdeen's going to have a pitcher work into the sixth inning. Pham, 59 tosses through five, no-hit frames tonight. He has retired 10 in a row. Drake Osborne, Eduardo Salazar, Mateo Gill, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Brooklyn still looking for their first hit. Only man that reached was Jalen Palmer on a walk in the second. Drake Osborne hit the ball best tonight for Brooklyn. A sharp ground ball robbed of a base hit on a great diving play by Isaac De Leon. And Osborne takes low for ball one. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question again. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. 1-0. Osborne hits one high in the air to left. Back goes Welk to the warning track at the wall. All he can do is turn and watch that one sail into Brooklyn's left field bullpen. No hitter, no more for Alex Pham. Drake Osborne, a tremendous shot out to straightaway left field, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 sixth inning lead. 95.6 miles an hour off the bat, 300 and 54 feet out to left for Drake. His fifth homer of the year, his 11th RBI. And Pham has given up a run and a hit for the first time in quite a while. First pitch to Eduardo Salazar is high for ball one. Osborne, since coming off the IL, has played in eight games, has five hits. Three of the five have left the ballpark. As Eduardo Salazar takes low, it is 2-0. But again, our Coney Combos trivia question. The 2-0. Inside for ball three to Eduardo. Which World Series MVPs were not on the teams they represented at the beginning of the season. Well, we know the Wolf has nailed one of the two correct answers. Salazar takes a strike. It's 3-1. Don't be shy, everybody. You can chime in and throw your guesses out there. 3-1. Salazar hammers it in the air to right. Back into his right goes Beavers. He was stationed beautifully. And he makes the grab for the first out of the sixth inning. Now it's Mateo Gil. Struck out his first time. He's 0-1. But we will say one of the two answers that Wolf nailed up perfectly is, of course, Mets-related. The first ever World Series MVP for the Mets, Don Clendenin. As Mateo Gil takes in the dirt, it's 1-0. And the catcher, Ardoin, out to the mound to have a talk with Pham. But Clendenin was part of the 1969 World Series champion Mets, then played with New York in 1970 and 71. Was acquired Sabre, the Society for American Baseball Research, described the guys the Mets traded to the Montreal Expos. Wasn't the Pirates that the Mets acquired him from. It was the Montreal Expos. After they took him in the expansion draft from Pittsburgh, they described it as five warm bodies. The 1-0, and Gil swings through a high heater. It's 1-1. They said Steve Renko is the only man that went over to Montreal in that trade and had a real big league career. 1-1, rounded wide at third. It's 1-2. But Glendenin played in both leagues that Brooklyn has once called home. Played for Jamestown in the New York Penn League in 1957 and played for Savannah in the South Atlantic League in 1960. As Gil takes high, it's 2-2. But we're still waiting on someone to nail the second man to accomplish that feat. It wasn't Ray Knight. The 2-2. Low for ball three. It's a full count. So it wasn't both Mets World Series MVP winners. Nor was it Trey Turner for the Washington Nationals. He came up with Washington. The payoff pitch hit in the air. Right field shallow. Out is the second baseman, Holiday, into his left. Beavers makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out of the top of the sixth. Wasn't anyone on that 2017 or 23 Houston Astros team. Although I will say the second man that won the World Series MVP that did not start the year on the team that he won the award with has happened within the last 10 major league seasons. Bases empty and two out. Alex Ramirez brushed back with a high off speed pitch at 84. And the count 1-0. Pham's 1-0. And Ramirez swings and misses at a pitch down. It's one ball and one strike. Wrapping up our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Florida Complex League. Mets beat the Nationals in West Palm Beach 4-1. Ramirez takes low. It's two balls and one strike. Bases empty, two out, top of the sixth. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead on Drake Osborne's solo home run to left. 2-1. And Ramirez hammers it back and out of play. It's 2-2. But the Mets a 4-1 winner. Willie Fañas, a three-run homer in the ninth, a go-ahead shot, his first of the season. 2-2. Ramirez rips it down the line out of play, right-hand side. And it stays at two balls and two strikes. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue team won at home today in 11 innings against the Marlins 10-9. Reniel Diaz had the walk-off RBI single. The 2-2. Low, it's full, three balls and two strikes. Pham took a few steps towards the first base dugout, thought he had strike three. Branny De Oleo hit a home run, a grand slam in the eighth inning. His first of the year for the Mets blue team. Payoff pitch outside and low, ball four. So Alex Ramirez on base for the first time tonight. He coaxes a two-out free pass. One on, two down, a run in for Brooklyn in the sixth. For the DH, DeAndre Smith, 0 for 2, ground out too short his last time. Pitching coach Austin Meine out to the mound to talk with Pham. The only other game in the organization today, the Mets orange team in the DSL. One on the road against the Diamondbacks. Red team 11-7. They scored four times in the top of the ninth to secure their victory. Well, that's your look around the Mets affiliates tonight. There's some good news at a Mets camp. Pete Alonso, according to Buck Showalter, started hitting in the cage yesterday without any problems. 2 days after, it was reported that he was seen taking grounders at Citi Field. And Showalter said he feels good, making a lot of progress. We feel lucky on what could have happened and where we are. And he thinks they'll have Alonso back in the fold before long. Let's see if he ends up making any rehab appearances or not. Runner goes from first, swing and a foul tip back by Smith. And it's 0-1. One on, two out, top of the sixth. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Trying to force a rubber game tomorrow afternoon. Pham's 0-1. And Smith offers and misses at the pitch down and away. It's no balls and two strikes. Steven Ridings activated from the IL. Option at AAA Syracuse a few days ago. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher, Ardoin, who is left from the third base line. Throws down a teeter to complete the strikeout and end the inning. But Brooklyn strikes first. They break up the shutout and the no-hit bid on the home run into the Brooklyn bullpen by Drake Osborne at the end of 5.5. 1-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the lineup, due up for Aberdeen, bottom of the sixth inning. Blade Tidwell pitching with the lead for the first time tonight after Drake Osborne's go-ahead shot in the sixth. Judd Fabian, Jackson Holliday, Dylan Beavers. Three due up in the inning. First pitch of the frame up from Blade. Misses outside and low. It is one ball and no strikes. Fabian doubled to left his last time, was caught stealing. Third has also struck out. Judd takes away. It is 2-0. Next pitch will be number 80 tonight for Blade. The righty offers, and that hits the knees. 92-mile-an-hour heater. It's two balls and one strike. Tidwell's 2-1. And Fabian can't hit the 95-mile-an-hour blazing fastball. It's 2-2. right now here in Aberdeen. Hazy skies, the 2-2, waved and missed strike three. Blade Tidwell, another strikeout. And Fabian dispatched for the first out of the sixth inning. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Five strikeouts tonight for Tidwell. One out in the inning for Jackson Holliday. Has walked and struck out looking. And he takes a called strike on the inner half. It's 0-1. Right now in Aberdeen, 75 degrees. Real feel at 75 as well. Not much wind to speak of from the center field flagpole. Popped in the air from Holliday, foul ground, third base side. Gill on the warning track, reaches up above his Navy cap to make the grab. Two down in the sixth. So two quick outs for Tidwell. Brings up Dylan Beavers. Has walked and grounded out to first tonight, 0-1. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question. It was a tough one. At least the second half of it was tough if you're a Met fan. First pitch to Beavers. Fastball high, it's 1-0. But our question tonight, which World Series MVPs were not on the teams they represented at the beginning of the season? We know Don Clendenin of the Mets has won as Beavers, a rising line drive to right, back into his right. Palmer to make the running grab to end the inning. But the other answer, Steve Pierce, who won World Series MVP in 2018 for the Boston Red Sox, started the season in another AL East franchise with the Toronto Blue Jays. Also a former New York Penn League and South Atlantic League alum as well, playing for Williamsport and Hickory. 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen in the sixth to the seventh. 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Alex Pham's day is done. Keegan Gillies on to make his second appearance in the series. 6'8", 255 from New Orleans, Louisiana. First pitch on the night is hit on the ground by Lugo to short. Backhanded by Ben Cosme. And one shortstop retires the other for the first out of the seventh inning. 104 miles an hour off the bat from Lugo. So one down for Omar De Los Santos. Flied out to right his first time up. Struck out looking his last trip. Kind of comment in from the Wolf talking about our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. First pitch to Omar, a fastball in at 89. It's 0-1. But he said, I could have named 1,000 major leaguers and wouldn't have gotten Steve Pierce. You know what, Wolf? I think many other baseball fans, even some Red Sox fans, I'm sure, would not have nailed that one as De Los Santos takes high 1-1. Pierce only played one more season, 29 major league games, after he won World Series MVP. The 1-1, De Los Santos hits it on the ground to short. Backhanded by Ben Cosme. The low throw gets away from the first baseman Teeter. Hops off the turf and bounces into the seats. So it'll be a two-base throwing error on Ben Cosme that allows De Los Santos to reach second. And Brooklyn with an insurance run in scoring position and one out. So De Los Santos at second for Jalen Palmer has walked and grounded a third tonight. The numbers for Keegan Gillies so far this year, making his 15th appearance, his numbers otherworldly. 3-0, a .57 ERA, two saves. Righty offers, and Palmer takes a called strike. It's 0-1. He has allowed just one hit. In 15 and two-thirds innings, it was a home run on May the 31st in Wappingers Falls against the Renegades. Has only walked three batters and struck out 26. Runner goes. Delayed start. Throw down from Ardoin. Offline, not in time. Pulled De Leon on the fair side of the third base bag. And that allowed De Los Santos to avoid his glove. It's 1-1 on Palmer. Omar, his 25th stolen bag of the year. He's now seven shy of Walter Raskin's single-season Cyclones record. Infield comes in. The 1-1. Palmer taps it off the end of the bat. It's a ball and two strikes. Gillies pitched back on the 14th. That was Wednesday night. Through a perfect inning, struck out two on 13 pitches. Gillies 1-2, and Palmer swings through it for strike three. Got him on the slider down, and Gillies has his first strikeout, two out, in the top of the seventh for Chase Estep. Estep 0-2 has struck out and grounded to first. Final line up for Alex Pham tonight. He goes a Aberdeen season-high six innings. Gave up just the one run on one hit. The Drake Osborne home run as Estep takes high for ball one. Walk two, struck out nine. Pham, 81 pitches, 53 strikes, but leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Gillies at the waist. Here comes the 1-0. And Estep takes down and in. It's two balls and no strikes. De Los Santos, the runner at third. He reached on the throwing error by Ben Cosme. Gillies 2-0. And Estep takes a called strike. And the count moves to 2-1. Tidwell at 86 pitches so far tonight for Brooklyn. Don't see a ton of throwing out beyond the left field fence. Dylan Tabrock is standing, but not throwing. 2-1. Low and in. Right by the shins, it's 3-1. Drake Osborne, who has produced the game's only run, standing in the on deck circle for the Cyclones. Three-one pitch, inside, ball four. So Chase Estep works a walk, just the fourth free pass allowed by Gillies all year, and the Cyclones have men at the corners and two out for Osborne. Still has the Cyclones' only hit tonight on the home run to left. As time called for the catcher Ardoin relay signs to the Ironbird infield. Our series wraps up tomorrow. 2:05 scheduled first pitch. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior at 1:50 Eastern time. Cameron Foster against Gene Pinto, a rematch of Tuesday evening. Tall right-hander's first pitch, and Osborne looks at a strike at 87. And the count 0-1. Cyclones will return home on Tuesday. Open up a week-long set against the Renegades. The 0-1. Osborne reaches and fouls it back. Out of play out of the stadium. And Gillies ahead 0-2. Aberdeen will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the seventh. Ardwan, Teeter, and Ben Cosme. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Runners at the corners, 1-0 Brooklyn. The 0-2. Osborne fouls it towards Brooklyn's on-deck circle. It remains at no balls and two strikes. De Los Santos, great speed at third. Eastep takes his lead off first. He goes. The 0-2 high. A bluff of a throw down by Ardwan. Now throws behind De Los Santos. It's not in time. So a stolen base for Chase Eastep. Tried to find a way to sneak across another run. But Aberdeen not biting. Did not throw down. And so the Cyclones second and third, two out. And a 1-2 count on Osborne. For Chase, his first stolen base of the season. One-two pitch. Osborne flares it shallow center. Out is Holiday. This one's going to dunk in for a base hit. Two runs will score. Stopping at first, Osborne. Drake has only the only two hits tonight for Brooklyn, has brought in all three of their runs, and the Cyclones take a 3-0 seventh inning lead. Just a looping fly ball in a shallow right center field into a perfect spot where no one could get it. Both runs will be unearned against Gillies, but the second and third runs he has allowed all year long, and the Cyclones have a 3-0 advantage. For Osborne is 12th and 13th RBIs on the season as Salazar tips it into the glove of Ardwan. It's 0-1. Salazar lined out to right his last time up. Gillies 0-1. And Salazar hammers it down the right field line. Long run for Beavers, and he makes the running grab. Again, Dylan Beavers stationed beautifully down the right field line. Helped shorten his path to the baseball, but still made a great running grab to end the inning. But Brooklyn adds two more runs on one hit and error, one man left. To the bottom of the seventh we go. Blade Tidwell back to work. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Blade Tidwell back out for the bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead, or should I say Drake Osborne has a 3-0 lead. A solo home run in the sixth, a two-run single in the seventh. And Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. Cyclones, three runs, two hits, no errors. They have left two. Aberdeen, no runs, three hits, an error. They have stranded three. Silas Ardwan, Jacob Teeter, Frederick Ben Cosme. The 3-2 up in the inning for the Ironbirds.
Tidwell so far tonight, six shutout innings, a new career high in innings pitched. Three hits, only two walks, five strikeouts tonight. Aberdeen, no runs, three hits in error. They have stranded three to this point in the contest. Silas Ardoin 0-2 tonight. Ground out to third, struck out looking. Brooklyn still in front by three. Tidwell's first pitch in the seventh is a fastball high at 93. It is 1-0. Take a look around Major League Baseball on this Saturday night. 1-0. Fastball at the letters. It's 1-1. One game rained out. Yankees and Red Sox, they'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. 1-1 pitch. Ardoin in the air to center. Back into his right, Ramirez, and he'll make the running grab for the first out of the seventh inning. Five in a row retired by Tidwell brings up Jacob Teeter. 0-2, a fly out to center, a fly out to left. Twins shut out the Tigers this afternoon, 2-0. Six different Minnesota pitchers combining on a three-hit shutout as Teeter lifts it in the air to center. First step for Ramirez was back. Now comes in two steps and makes the grab for the second out. So Tidwell, four pitches, two outs to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. And now the shortstop, Frederick Bencosme. Infield base hit his last time. Has also fly to center tonight. First pitch. And Bencosme takes a letter high strike. It's 0-1. Cubs beat the Orioles 3-2 at Wrigley Field. Adley Rutschman hit a two-run homer, his 10th. Rangers doubling up the Blue Jays 4-2. Josh Jung, Jonah Heim, Corey Seager all with home runs for the Rangers. As Bencosme fouls it out of play to the left, it's 0-2. Dalton Varsho, a solo shot for Toronto. Marlins over the Nationals 5-2. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the seventh, Tidwell's 0-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Seven three-hit shutout innings for Blade Tidwell so far tonight. That last punch out, his sixth. And if that's the last toss thrown by Blade Tidwell tonight, a marvelous performance, arguably the best outing of the 22-year-old's young pro career. To the eighth we go. 3-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Ryan Hennin, the left-hander, on for the first time in this series. Gil Ramirez-Smith
9-1-2 due up for Brooklyn. They have a 3-0 lead thanks to two hits from Drake Osborne. That's the only two hits Brooklyn has tonight as Mateo Gil takes low for ball one. A solo homer by Drake Osborne in the sixth and a two-run single by, you guessed it, Drake Osborne in the seventh. A 1-0 from Hennin, and Gil pops it in the air out of play. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Hennin, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, will turn 26 in September from the same hometown as Dylan TeBrock, Cold Spring, Minnesota. Lefties 1-1, and Gil flips it in the air to left. Coming on to his right is Welk, and he'll put it away for the first out of the eighth inning. One down for the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. But Hennin making his seventh appearance, no record, a 2.45 ERA. One save, three hits in seven and a third innings. Three walks and nine strikeouts. Ramirez takes low. It is 1-0. This Hennin's only second appearance since he pitched against Brooklyn at Maimonides Park on May the 3rd. Landed on the IL for an extended period of time. As Ramirez takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, it's 1-1. Hennin last pitch last Saturday threw a scoreless inning. Lefty with a cross step towards third. Ramirez a ground ball back up the middle, past the diving glove of Holiday to his right, and into center field for a base hit. So Alex Ramirez has Brooklyn's third hit today. And there is one on, one out in the top of the eighth inning for DeAndre Smith. 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out his last time up. Final line up for Keegan Gillies goes an inning, gives up two runs, both unearned on one hit. The second and third runs he's allowed all year, just the second hit he has permitted. As Smith takes a strike, it's 0-1. Walked one. That was only his fourth free pass. One strikeout, 20 pitches, 13 strikes. Hennin's 0-1, and Smith takes low. It's one ball and one strike. Hennin originally signed out of independent ball by the Kansas City Royals. 1-1. Low and inside, two balls and one strike. Threw in 10 games last year for the Columbia Fireflies in the Carolina League before being released on the 1st of August. The Orioles signed him to a minor league contract 12 days later. Ramirez leads off first. Hennin throws back to the bag, and Alex retreats standing. Continuing our look around Major League Baseball today. Phillies beat the A's in 12 innings, 3-2. Runner goes 2-1, hit in the air, right center field. Back into his right is Beavers. He's not going to get there, and it takes a good break for Aberdeen as it hops over the fence for a ground rule double. Ramirez would have scored standing up had that ball stayed in the ballpark, but instead it is a ground rule double for DeAndre Smith, his first extra base hit of the season, and the Cyclones threatening second and third and one out for William Lugo. 101 miles an hour off the bat on the line drive by DeAndre. Catcher Ardoin out to have a talk with Hennin as the Cyclones look to add more to their ledger in the eighth. William Lugo 0-for-3 tonight. Grounded out sharply to short his last time. Well, the Phillies, a run in the top of the 12th to beat the A's 3-2. Carlos Perez went deep for Oakland, his fourth. Infield in for Aberdeen, and the first pitch to Lugo drilled out to left center field. Back into his right, Fabian, onto the warning track in front of the fence, makes the over-the-shoulder grab. Tagging from third, Ramirez, he will score. Moving to third goes DeAndre Smith. It's a sacrifice fly for William Lugo, and Brooklyn takes a 4-0 eighth inning lead. For Lugo, his 13th RBI, And Brooklyn gets a run home. And another runner advancing 90 feet to third. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, shows bunt, and bunts through the pitch down. And it's no balls and one strike. Omar 0 for 3, reached on an error, stole a base, and came around to score on the Osborne base hit in the seventh. The 0-1, and De Los Santos can't connect. Pitch up, it is 0-2. How about the Cincinnati Reds? Over 500. They beat the Astros 10-3 tonight. They've taken two of three already in that series, with the third game coming up tomorrow as Hennin takes outside 1-2. Reds a half game out of first place in the National League Central. Jonathan India hit a two-run homer, his ninth. Yiner Diaz, Jose Altuve went deep for Houston. Lefties 1-2, and De Los Santos laid on the fastball at 91. Strike three swinging. But Brooklyn adds another run to their frame as they pick up a run on two hits with one man left. To the bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen nothing. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Maxwell Costas, Toby Welk, Isaac De Leon, the three due up in the bottom of the eighth. This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them, 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Dylan Tabrock on in relief of Blade Tidwell, who goes seven shutout innings tonight. First pitch to Brock, throws his line into left field for a base hit. Costas with a leadoff single to get Aberdeen's lineup in gear to start the bottom of the eighth inning. So one on, nobody out for Toby Welk. Brooklyn a 4-0 advantage to Brock. 6'3", 218 pounds, will celebrate his 24th birthday next month from the same hometown as Ryan Hennin, Cold Spring, Minnesota. Attended the same high school as well. As Welk takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Welk 1-for-2 with a single. Numbers for Tabrock so far this year, making his 10th appearance, 9th in relief. His 0-1, fastball at the outside edge. It is 0-2, 97 that time from Dylan. 0-1 record at 287 ERA, 9 hits in 15 and 2/3. 6 walks, 25 punch-outs. The 0-2 pitch struck him out swinging. 88 miles an hour away, pulled the string on him with the off speed. And Tabrock has his first strikeout for the opening out of the eighth inning. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Isaac De Leon 0-for-2, ground out to third, fly out to right. Tabrock kicks and comes home. And the fastball hits the top of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Tabrock
Second appearance in the series. Threw on Tuesday night, gave up two runs on one hit in an inning and a third. Walked two and struck out two. The two walks, a career high. The 0-1. Again at the letters for a called strike two. And the hometown crowd at chirping at the home plate umpire, Trey Jester. But those two runs, the only two runs Tabrak has allowed since moving to the bullpen. Only two earned runs, I should say, he's allowed. A 43% strikeout rate in his first eight relief outings. His 0-2 in the dirt. And De Leon behind. One ball and two strikes now. Final line for Blake Tidwell tonight. What a performance by the 22-year-old right-hander. Seven innings, no runs on three hits. Two walks, six strikeouts, 93 pitches, and 58 strikes. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. 95 up by the letters, and Dylan Tabrak, after allowing a leadoff single, has blown away the next two hitters with heaters. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. That painting the corner punch out, as always, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Here's Judd Fabian, 1-for-3. Also has a double tonight. Struck out in his other two plate appearances. The Brock's first pitch, slider down, and Fabian can't hit it. It's 0-1. One on, two out, bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead, trying to force a rubber match tomorrow afternoon. The 0-1. And another fastball across at 96. It's 0-2. This is as lively as we've seen Tabrak's fastball this season. Not to say that it wasn't lively before, but it has an extra giddy up this evening. O2 pitch. Swing. Did he go? That's the question. Check swing. And no appeal from either the home plate umpire or the base umpire. Surprised? Osborne did not ask for one there. Looked like Fabian broke the plane. But instead, it's 1-2. Costas, a very brief lead. The 1-2 pitch. Fabian pops it up. Left side. William Lugo, the shortstop, calling for it on the left field turf. Puts it away for the final out of the eighth inning. So Tabrak works around the leadoff single. Strands him at first base. We move to the ninth. Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen nothing. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Another pitching change for Aberdeen as we move to the top of the ninth inning. It is the right-hander Carson Carter on to make his second appearance this week. Carter is 6'4", 212 pounds, will turn 26 in August from Keller, Texas. Will face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Brooklyn lineup. Palmer, Estep, and Osborne. Brooklyn, 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Aberdeen, no runs, 4 hits, an error. They have stranded 4. Palmer 0-2 with a walk tonight. And Carter's first pitch misses outside for ball one. Get you the numbers for Carter so far this season. The righty works from the third base side of the hill, his 1-0. And Palmer takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Carter making his 14th appearance, 1-1, a 5.93 ERA. Does have one save, 10 hits allowed, and 13 and two-thirds innings. 1-1. Fastball at the bottom of the zone at 94. It's 1-2. Five walks, 16 strikeouts. Picked up the win on Tuesday night through a scoreless inning. No walks, no hits, no strikeouts. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Palmer down swinging for the first out of the ninth inning. Now it is Chase Estep, 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. Stole a base, came around to score in the seventh inning. Final line for Ryan Hennen. He goes an inning. One run on two hits, no walks. Struck out one. 15 pitches, 10 strikes. Here's Estep. First pitch to the lefty batter is low. Four ball one. Continuing our look around the majors. How about the Royals walk-off winner against the Angels this afternoon, 10-9. Samad Taylor, his first major league hit was a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning. As Estep takes a strike, it's 1-1. It was a great call by former Cyclones broadcaster Jake Eisenberg on Bally Sports Kansas City on that walk-off. Go check that out. Brandon Drury homered twice. Taylor Ward, Shohei Ohtani went deep for the Halos. MJ Melendez a home run for Kansas City as Estep takes inside. It's two balls and one strike. Braves over the Rockies 10-2 in Atlanta. Carter's 2-1. Estep can't hit the pitch down and in. It's 2-2. Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, Eddie Rosario, and Orlando Arcia. Each went deep for Atlanta. Mike Moustakas, a solo home run for Colorado. The 2-2 from Carter, and Estep, a foul tip off the glove of Ardoin. White Sox beat the Mariners 4-3 in 11 innings. It was Will Remillard who had the game tying it, or rather Zach Remillard. Will was his older brother. And Zach Remillard, 3-for-3 off the bench in his major league debut, including the game tying and go-ahead base hit in the ninth and 11th innings, respectively. As Estep swings and misses at the offering down and in, strike three. And there are two out. In the top of the ninth inning, Carter has punched out the first two men he's faced. Now the catcher, Drake Osborne, a solo homer in the sixth, a two-run single in the seventh. White Sox got a homer from Eloy Jimenez. Mariners got a solo blast from J.P. Crawford. First pitch to Drake is in for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Brewers shut out the Pirates 5-0. Joey Weimer, Blake Perkins each hit home runs for Milwaukee. The 0-1. And Osborne a tip into the glove of Ardoin, 0-2. Wade Miley and four Milwaukee relievers combining on a six-hit shutout. Bases empty, two out. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead in the ninth as time called at home. Everything else in the big leagues in progress or will start later. Bottom of the sixth in San Diego. Padres a 2-0 lead on the Rays. Blake Snell against Zach Eflin. The 0-2. And Osborne checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Bush. It's one ball and two strikes. About to get underway in about 10 minutes. Dodgers hosting the Giants. Bobby Miller against Alex Wood. At 10-10, Diamondbacks host the Guardians. Tommy Henry against Shane Bieber. 1-2 from Carter, and Osborne hits it straight back and into the seats. Behind home plate into the upper seating bowl. It is still a ball and two strikes. Yankees and Red Sox were rained out at Fenway. They'll play a dual admission at doubleheader tomorrow. Game one at 1:35. Game two at 7:10 for Sunday Night Baseball. The 1-2 from Carter, and Osborne again fights it off to stay alive. Aberdeen will have 2-3 and 4 due up in the bottom of the ninth. Holiday, Beavers, and Ardoin. No action in Brooklyn's bullpen, so likely to be to Brock for a second inning of relief. The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game! And Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead. It is officially the Drake Osborne game tonight in Aberdeen. A solo home run to break up the shutout and the no-hit bid in the sixth. A two-run single for insurance in the seventh. And now a solo home run back into the Cyclones left field bullpen in the ninth. Have a night, Drake Osborne. And the first pitch to Eduardo Salazar past the diving glove of Teeter in a right field for a base hit. He'll round and stop there. Eduardo Salazar has his first hit tonight. And Brooklyn with one on and two out for Mateo Gil. Osborne, his team-high tying sixth home run of the season. His 14th RBI. As Gill takes outside, it is 1-0. Carter at the letters. Is 1-0 to Mateo. As a fastball across, it is 1-1. Osborne has 14 hits this season. Six have left the ballpark. The 1-1. And Gill fouls it back out of play. It is 1-2. I mean, since coming off the IL, he has seven hits. Four of them are home runs. Turning into something out of a Matt Christopher novel. 1-2 pitch, and Gill couldn't hold up on the breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Ardoin throws down to first to complete the strikeout, and that ends the inning. But Brooklyn adds another run on the home run to left by Drake Osborne. We move to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn trying to complete a shutout win. They lead 5-0 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dylan to Brock back out to try and close out the victory. Brooklyn a 5-0 lead. They have scored at least one run in each of the last four innings. Four of the five runs tonight created off the bat of Drake Osborne. A solo home run in the sixth broke up the no-hit bid. A two-run single in the seventh. Only the second hit Keegan Gillies has allowed all year. And then to cap it off, a solo home run here in the ninth to give Brooklyn a 5-0 lead. Jackson Holiday will lead off for Aberdeen in the bottom of the ninth. He is 0 for 2 tonight, has walked, struck out looking, and fouled out to third. First pitch of the ninth from Tabrock is low for ball one. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at today's game. Scores from out of town and a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow afternoon. 1-0 inside and low. It's two balls and no strikes, and Osborne jogs out to the mound to have a quick chat with Tabrock. Brooklyn in the road grays, Aberdeen in the Powder Blues tonight. I don't know if they've done this before, but they've got the powder blue pants to go with it now. I want to say when they wore them earlier in the series, they matched them with white pants. I don't know if they just got the powder blue pants in, but really adds to the look. I'm a fan. The 2-0, high fastball, and it's three balls and no strikes on Holiday. Brooklyn, five runs, six hits, no errors. They have left four. Aberdeen, no runs, four hits, an error. They have left four, too. 3-0, and Holiday hits it on the ground. Fielded by Estep on the short hop to his left. Throws to first in time for the opening out of the ninth inning. Jackson Holiday hit it right on the screws, 104 miles an hour. But Chase Estep, a natural third baseman by trade, has really done a nice job at second base tonight, making plays to his left and to his right. Fumbled one ball after he made a great sliding stop to his right. There was no guarantee he'd get the out at first anyway. But you have to like what you've seen from Estep as Beavers swings through a high heater. It's 0-1. Now, something Chris Newell noted the other day. Not only Chase Estep been very diligent learning, Richie Bennis chimed in on that as well. Always asking questions, always looking to learn, always looking to help. As Beavers fouls it out of play to the left, it's 0-2. And has particularly been helpful in adjusting Eduardo Salazar and Mateo Gil to the first base position as well. The 0-2 in the dirt, Beavers lays off. It's one ball and two strikes. A 1-2 on the inside corner, strike three called, and the Cyclones one out away from a shutout victory. Dylan Beavers with some words for Trey Jester before he retreats to the dugout. And the Cyclones one out away from a shutout W. Brings up Silas Ardoin, 0 for 3 tonight, flied out to center his last time up. Righty's first pitch. And Ardoin looks at a called strike. It is 0-1. Kicks and fires. Ardoin, a soft ground ball to third. This could do it. Gill, a jump throw from the infield turf. In time, and this ball game is over. You can celebrate a shutout Cyclones victory. Blake Tidwell and Dylan Tabrock combine on a four-hit shutout of the Aberdeen Ironbirds, Brooklyn's fifth shutout victory of the season. And after back-to-back days in which Aberdeen walked it off on the diamond, it is Brooklyn going through the handshake line on the turf at Leidos Field tonight as Blake Tidwell threw seven marvelous three-hit innings of work. And then Dylan Tabrock took the baton and finished the relay race with two frames of beautiful relief as Drake Osborne has the best game of his young pro career. Two homers, four RBIs. As we said on the second home run, officially the Drake Osborne game tonight here in Maryland. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fitting that Drake Osborne is the one that guides us into the postgame show tonight, as he has the best game in his young pro career. Two homers, four RBIs, as the Cyclones beat the Ironbirds 5-0, their fifth shutout win of the season. Justin Rock back with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the recap report, as Brooklyn returns to winner's circle with a dominant W tonight. Let's take you through the game that was here at Leidos Field before they shoot off some fireworks. Alex Pham against Blake Tidwell to start, and the two right-handers shared dueling zeros through each of the first five innings. Through the first five frames, there were only one combined hit. It was a base hit by Judd Fabian, a double in the top half of the third inning. Actually, I stand corrected. Aberdeen did pick up two hits in the fifth inning, so only three combined hits through five innings. Nonetheless, there was no score through five innings. Not a whole lot had happened in terms of offense, and it was interesting. We had assumed Alex Pham's day was done after five frames because no Aberdeen pitcher had worked into the sixth inning all year long. Well, Alex Pham came back out to start the top half of the sixth inning. And Drake Osborne, on the second pitch of the frame, made sure Pham remembered what would happen in that sixth inning. Oh, Osborne hits one high in the air to left. Back goes Welk to the warning track at the wall. All he can do is turn and watch that one sail into Brooklyn's left field bullpen. No hitter, no more for Alex Pham. Drake Osborne, a tremendous shot out to straightaway left field, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 sixth inning lead. 95.6 miles an hour off the bat, 350. That solo home run by Drake Osborne is our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn board. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. But that wasn't the end of the night for Drake Osborne, as in the seventh, he would come through again for the Cyclones. With one out in the inning, Omar De Los Santos reached on a two-base throwing error by the shortstop and Cosme. After stealing third, Jalen Palmer struck out. Then Chase Estep walked with Osborne at the plate. Estep broke for second. Brooklyn trying to create a double steal opportunity for the second time in the series. Ardoin bluffed the throw down. Estep stole second easily. And on a 1-2 pitch to Drake Osborne, Keegan Gillies gave up his second base hit over 10-plus appearances this year. 1-2 pitch. Osborne flares it shallow center. Out is Holiday. This one's going to dunk in for a base hit. Two runs will score. Stopping at first, Osborne. Drake has only the only two hits tonight for Brooklyn, has brought in all three of their runs, and the Cyclones take a 3-0 seventh inning lead. So Brooklyn added it to their ledger. Thanks to Osborne, a 3-0 lead after seven innings of play. In the eighth, Brooklyn would add more as with one out, Alex Ramirez singled. Went to third when DeAndre Smith roped a TD Bank ground rule double to right center. And then William Lugo, a sacrifice fly to center. Brought home Ramirez, made it a 4-0 game. Then in the ninth, after Carson Carter struck out each of the first two batters swinging, Drake Osborne walloped a 1-2 pitch again into the Cyclones' left field bullpen. His second home run of the day is team-high tying sixth home run of the year. Gave Brooklyn a 5-0 advantage as Dylan DeBrock slammed the door shut as Brooklyn wins it tonight by a final of 5-0. Winning pitcher today, Blade Tidwell. He is now 3-3 on the season. Seven shutout innings, a career high in innings pitch for Blade. Three hits allowed, two walks, and six strikeouts tonight. Alex Pham takes the loss. He drops to 3-3. Gave up just one run on one hit in six innings. Walk two, struck out nine. Final line scores tonight. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 4. Aberdeen, no runs, 4 hits, an error. They left 4 as well. Final time of game tonight, just a few minutes short of our quickest 9-inning game this year, 2 hours and 5 minutes. In front of a crowd of 3,552 at Leidos Field. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye tonight. Only one other final. Jersey Shore defeats Wilmington 4-1 in Delaware. Everything else still in progress. Rome a 1-0 lead on Hudson Valley. That game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bottom of the sixth in Winston-Salem. The Dash and the Asheville Tourists are tied at 2. Bowling Green leading Hickory 7-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Keyshawn Askew, the former Cyclone, is on in relief. And they are playing in the top of the eighth in South Carolina. Greenville up a touchdown on Greensboro, 8-1. Roman Anthony, his second home run this week for the drive after being promoted from single-A Salem. Mets affiliate scoreboard as we turn off the crowd mic before they set off some fireworks here at Ripken Stadium. Mets fall to the Cardinals tonight by a final of 5-3. Triple-A Syracuse falling on the road to Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate 10-6. Double-A Binghamton losing at home to Portland by a final of 9-1. Single-A St. Lucie had their game suspended after a single inning in Palm Beach. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 12 o'clock. Sean Reed Foley threw a scoreless inning as part of a Major League rehab assignment appearance in St. Lucie. Complex League ball, FCL Mets beat the Nationals 4-1. In the Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue walked off the Marlins 10-9 in 11. And the Mets Orange team went on the road against the Diamondbacks Red Squad 11-7. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye tonight. Twins shut out the Tigers 2-0. Cubs over the Orioles 3-2. Rangers double up the Blue Jays 4-2. Marlins over the Nationals in D.C. 5-2. Phillies outlast the A's 3-2 in 12 in Oakland. It was the Reds beating the Astros by a football score of 10-3. Call it the Bengals over the Texans. Oilers, if you're old enough. Royals walk off the Angels 10-9. Samad Taylor's first major league hit is a game-winning RBI single. Braves beat the Rockies 10-2 in Atlanta. White Sox over the Mariners 4-3-11. Zach Remillard, the game-tying base hit in the ninth, the game-winning knock in the 11th, the second and third hits of his major league career in his big league debut. Marlins, or rather the Brewers, shut out the Pirates 5-0. 2-0, Padres leading the Rays heading to the bottom of the eighth in San Diego. Bottom one in L.A., Dodgers and Giants are scoreless. Bobby Miller against Alex Wood. At 10-10 tonight, Diamondbacks and the Guardians from Chase Field, Tommy Henry against Shane Bieber. And the Yankees and Red Sox rained out at Fenway. They'll play a dual admission doubleheader tomorrow. We'll wrap up our series on Father's Day tomorrow. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 1:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 2:05 scheduled first toss. It'll be the right-hander Cameron Foster to make his second appearance in the series, 2-4, a 5.28 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Gene Pinto, one of the top 30 prospects for the Orioles, 1-1, a 2.86 earned run average. Again, our coverage starting at 1:50, leading up to the 2:05 scheduled first pitch. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones shut out the Ironbirds by a final of 5-0. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Aberdeen, Maryland, where, again, your final tally tonight, the Cyclones 5 and the Ironbirds 0. We hope to have you with us again on Father's Day for the series finale tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, everyone. So long from Ripken Stadium.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.